And then the other two studies that are very important are the daratumumab studies. So daratumumab is a monoclonal antibody against CD38. In the 3+ line therapy in the relapse refractory setting, it is effective as a single agent with about a 30% response rate, and toxicities are very manageable. The primary toxicities are infusion-related reactions, which occur in about 50% of patients in the first cycle, 10% of the patients in the second cycle, and then rarely after that. And there are other things that we have to look at to manage daratumumab over a prolonged period of time. But when you look at in the early relapse setting, there were two studies, one looking daratumumab bortezomib dex versus bortezomib dex and daratumumab lendex versus lendex. And both of those studies showed much higher response rate and higher progression-free survival and the types of progression-free survival that we just haven't seen before in this patient population. With the caveat is that we're still very early in the follow-up. We're still looking at median follow-ups of 18 months. And so I think it's still early in its evaluation to really understand the very long-term impact.